but just couldn't quite get it done.
Yeah, most definitely. And when the play comes to you, you just got to make the play. That's all I really can say about that. You know, everybody's needing an offense, all 11 guys. And, you know, we just got to focus in on our assignments and just execute them.
You excited to go out to Auburn for the first time playing a stadium like Jordan here?
Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful stadium. On my recruiting visit, I went on my official. So it's a great stadium, great school, great environment. So I'm very excited.
Did you and Kellen both take officials there same weekend? Or?
No, we didn't take officials there same weekend, but we did take an unofficial there same weekend. And it's just great school, great environment. Love the coaches. The coaching staff was great. Good coaching staff, good football team.
Yeah.
Cam was mentioning that y'all do tennis ball drills, jugs drills after the practice. That's kind of voluntary. Is that something that everyone's kept up doing after practice, or has there been a decline in guys that are doing that after practice?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Everybody does it after practice. It's somewhat optional, but it's somewhat mandatory at the same time. You know, as a group, we all force each other to get better every day. So we just do drills and everything we can do to get better.
You think there'll be more of that this week based on Saturday?
We're just going to be doing the same thing. We're just going to keep pushing, you know. Focus up. We're gonna get better.
What was Coach Craig's message to y'all after the game?
He said just 24-hour rule. He gave us 24-hour rule, you know. Forget about it, you know, onto the Auburn week, so which is really big week for him. So we have to come out of practice, come out and focus and practice really hard.
Yeah, you think he's going to be a little more juiced up about this one?
Yeah, I mean, probably so, because, you know, this is alma mater, but we just going to play every game the same.
Talked about the 24-hour rule. Is that hard to do whenever you got to come here and take questions from us about it?
No, most definitely it's not. I mean, just have it instilled in my brain, you know, from week one. Jimbo said this is what we have to do, this 24-hour rule. You know, we played the game. You can't do anything about it, you know, after. So you just got to move on to the next week and focus on what you need to do.
Correct me if I'm wrong. It seems like to us, Mississippi State dictated the tempo, the physicality, maybe not physicality. When they blitzed you, let me put it this way. When they blitzed you, you guys didn't have a really response for it except for a couple screens. When they're sending so much pressure, what do you have to do as a receiver to get open that fast?
Just do the same thing you got to do to get open, just the little things in a route, you know, the release, you know, being physical in a route. So we just practice that. You know, Jimbo emphasizes how he wants us to be physical at the top of our routes. Coach Craig, he wants us to be physical at the top of our route, you know, physical at the release so we can, you know, get open fast. So, I mean, all that just comes with practice and just listening to the coaches.
Is that an issue, do you think?
I'm not sure.
Not
I
don't, like the main I don't think cause, it, but it, yeah. was, it was there, right?
I mean, it was there. Some of it was, some of it wasn't. So, you know, it was just overall just, you know, just, I mean, I really can't really say nothing about it. It's just, you know, we just got to make the plays.
When y'all have the drops, how does Kellen handle that with y'all?
He just comes, he tells us, you know, next play, you know, forget about it. You know, we got to play every play, next play. So, you know, good or bad, you know, we just got to move on. And, you know, he helps us with that. He's very encouraging. He's a very great quarterback.
You still have all the confidence in the world in him moving forward as well?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. We all have confidence in Kellen.
Hezekiah, you might have already been asked this, but can you pinpoint why you guys have struggled in the red zone the past few games?
We just haven't been focusing down there, you know. It's like everyone takes turns missing their assignments, but, I mean, that's what practice is for. You know, we come out and practice, we practice it. You know, we just got to lock in and do what we have to do when we get down there.
Got a Halloween costume picked out?
No, I don't. I mean, we have practice on Halloween, so that's what I'm my costume is football pads and helmet. Yeah.
But I'll say if somebody dressed up for practice, Coach probably wouldn't appreciate that, right?
No, I don't think he would. Think so.
Did you ever hear the legend that Manziel dressing up as Scooby-Doo? Or?
No, I did not. I did not hear about that.
Put that on this
one. Yeah. I did not hear about that, but it's something I won't be doing.
And for you guys, again, coming back a little bit to the drops, I mean, how difficult is that to put those away? Because it seems like, you know, when you get a big drop, that's going to stick with you during the game. But how hard is it to push that out of your mind?
It's difficult. It's really difficult, you know, knowing that we left plays on the field. But you just got to come out and practice. You just got to put that extra emphasis on focusing, looking the ball to the tuck. And you know, Coach Craig and Coach Jimbo, they're gonna get us better, they're gonna get us right, we're gonna be better as a group, we're gonna push each other as a group.
And what do you know about Auburn, especially their secondary?
Not too much. We haven't watched film on them, but over the time of the week, we'll know more about them.
Have you gotten to watch them at all this year?
Not really. I haven't been keeping up with them, just been focusing on our games and, you know, playing our games.